Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. Welcome back, and as per usual, as it was last week, as it was the week before, it's your man Rob Florence sitting in the room and joining me, the man himself, it's yourself, Grado. How you doing, my man?
My man, what you saying to it, right? I don't want to be cheeky, right, but see, since last week's episode, have you put on weight?
I've gone a wee bit of weight, mate, I have to be honest.
What are you mean?
I'm bulking up.
Are you bulking? Crofty's bulking too.
I'm bulking for a role.
Are you being serious?
Aye, a role McCoy's, mate.
Rab.
John, shout Nae Rolls.
Nae Rolls.
Nae Rolls a day, mate. I know, I'm bulking up actually for a role. Can you not tell my voice is deeper as well? Because I'm on, boys, the steroids.
Mate, what ones?
What ones?
Aye.
The green ones.
You just took your granny steroids for her fucking bad angina.
My granny's did so.
Oh, sorry.
You feel bad now, didn't you? Feel bad now.
What is angina?
What is angina? Is it no the anal part of your vagina?
Angina.
You never hear MD like you.
Narrowed arteries. It's narrowed arteries.
It's a type of chest pain caused by not enough blood going to the muscles of the heart.
Bang, I've got that.
No, you always have it.
Right. I swear to fuck, I've got that.
Right, hold on, Grado. I'll read out the
wait a minute. Hold on a fucking minute. How in the space of a week, for the last episode to this episode, have you developed angina?
Mate, I swear to God, look at my internet history. What you've just said.
Do you want me to go through the symptoms, right?
Oh.
Okay. Chest pain.
Mate,
it feels tight, dull, or heavy. It might be sharp or stabbing. It spreads to your arms, neck, jaw, or back. Triggered by physical exertion or stress.
What about random hard-ons? Is that in it?
Other symptoms.
When you're driving.
Feeling sick. Random hard-ons?
I've not used Viagra in quite a while. Do you know, I remember I had a subscription for a while and I couldn't cancel it. And I was getting £45 worth of Viagra come through the door every other month. It was a pain in the arse.
A subscription? Take it like a
fucking deal. Mate,
well, listen, there's been a lot fucking happened in the last week, I'll tell you.
I know, man.
You got a lot to catch up on if you've been watching the wrestling.
Aye, man. CM Punk returning, that was good, wasn't it?
That was mental. Right, so let's do this. This is a first segment.
What's happened since last week?
Well, this is the first segment of Wrestling Daft, and this is called The Catch-Up. Catch-Up jingle. Da-dun-dun-dun, The Catch-Up. That's what they do in the fucking breakfast radio shite you was doing it. They do all that kind of stuff. Everyone's got a wee tune and all that.
That costs money, that shit.
The catch-up, right? So let's catch up on the stuff that's happened in the past week. First of all, CM Punk was back at the WWE, boys.
Did I say
that he would be back? He was back earlier than I thought, but I said he would be back by Royal Rumble. Remember me saying that? He'd been at WWE by the Rumble. I said it a couple of weeks ago, you don't mind me saying it?
You did.
Do you not remember that, Grado?
I don't think so. What did you say?
When CM Punk was on the outs with AEW, I says he'll be in the WWE by Royal Rumble. We win the Rumble. I did see it.
Yeah.
The listeners can go back and check.
Remember when I was in the AEW?
Why, fuck's sake, so you were?
Remember
that's
that?
Weird, isn't it? Do you think CM Punk saw you turning up and he was like, ah, fucking time to go, man.
Fucking time to go. Nowadays, up the road. Right, man, up the road. Yeah.
Time ago.
Do you know what? There's been see since last week's episode, right? See, because I'm such a punter for myself, right? I keep remembering when I was in Tony Khan's office and QT Marshall was texting Cody Rhodes. Oh, no. Should I? Ugh, I don't care. Basically, Cody Rhodes went and tell QT Marshall, he says, who's backstage? And QT Marshall said, this guy Grado. And he went, oh, some good stars then. something like that. I'm telling it shite, right? But I was like, I don't think I tell that on the podcast. And I do things like go up for a pee in the middle of the night and I sit down and pee and go, did I tell Rab and John that Cody Rhodes texted QT Marshall to put me over?
No, he didn't tell us that. But was he being sarcastic, Grado?
No, that might sound sarcastic, but what he said before that, I don't want to say it in case somebody grasses me.
Are you back pals with him again now? Because obviously you had the big...
I remember I would slag him and say he was a terrible baby face and he just looked like an Arnold Clark fucking salesman. See now. Finish the story.
He's eating his words now. He's I love Cody Rhodes, man. I love Cody Rhodes. I've always loved Cody Rhodes.
Right, where are we at with Cody with everything that's going on? Like, I mean, it was never surely intended that we're now got what seems like Reigns and The Rock, maybe Cody in a triple threat, or potentially with a tag team for WrestleMania. They've totally called an audible on that, haven't they?
John, see, for a start, we've just missed out. Hunters there, by the way.
But
you need to, mate, John's no coming clean here. He's no touched a ring in weeks.
He has no what he said to us before we did this show, boys. I might be in trouble here because I haven't watched wrestling all week.
It's been a busy week. I know I might have missed out on a lot, but you keep pointing that.
See, since the last episode, these last past 7 days, I've been joker block. It's says.
I know, it's been really busy.
I've been chock-a-block. I've been chock-a-block.
Let's go back to whenever it was, Monday or whatever, right? CM Punk's back, right? What'd you make of that? I'm walking in.
Mate,
Seth's reaction and all that.
Mate, I was driving for a... I had a gig in, whereabouts was it? Somewhere up in Aberdeen. It was a telly thing I had to film, and I drove in through the middle of the night to get there. And I got there about 4 a.m, and I was to get up at 7 to start filming. And it was Survivor Series was on there just on Sunday, goodbye there. And I just had to stay up to see if he would return. And how good was it the way he done it? With a wee logo and all that.
Well, that is finished. It's definitely done.
Aye.
Oh, it was amazing.
I was jumping about like a Wayne, man.
And of course, for any listeners that don't know the Wrestling Daft history, you've kind of met CM Punk a couple of times, haven't you?
I'd never tell you that story.
When you were in the house and he had the mask on, wasn't it?
Aye, man. Do you know what? I constantly think, how good would that have been if they didn't fought with one another and that was part of the internet? Him pure Jed slapping me and all that and bullying me, and he eventually takes a mask off in his house, and I interviewed him for an hour and spoke about him wrestling at Brayhead Arena, and remember the next day he tweeted it's your cell and all that. Remember that when I was over back in the day?
Aye.
Fuck back me, day, man.
Mate, it's still over. It was just last year you were out there at Wembley Arena.
No, stadium. I've done the arena before.
Wembley Stadium, sorry. Sorry, mate. Wembley Stadium, that was just last year.
Remember that time you bought tickets for AEW and you were G'd up for it for months and months and months? Then I made a list, got announced, and you cancelled your shit the next day.
What happened was, right... I didn't cancel the next day. My tickets were away by the time you got announced.
No, I'm saying this for comedy podcast value.
It was a disaster. I was just that fucking glasses. Like, I was raging at that whole thing. It looked to me, for the outside looking in, like that it was a shambles.
Yeah, can I just stop using it, right, John? I know you said right when I come on, but I reckon we should be getting folk to sign up to the Patreon. Do you see how good I look the night for some reason? I got my hair cut yesterday, man. I feel gallus. I look all kempt.
You look good.
I've got my Jakey Snake Roberts jump on that boat after on it.
You look good, man.
Did you get that last week?
Mate, I went and ordered shit for Pro Wrestling Tees. I got a Terry Funk t-shirt. I got a Wembley t-shirt, AEW Wembley t-shirt, another AEW Wembley t-shirt, another AEW Wembley t-shirt, an AEW Wembley scarf. Jeff Jarrett's
an AEW Wembley scarf. What's the stuff you stole from AEW when you were down there as well?
Beautiful.
Hey, Tony. Tony. Da.
Now, speaking of Tony Khan.
By the way, I got also, that stuff on my hand.
Speaking of Tony Khan, we also finally this week go to the end of the the Joker, the devil story.
We got there and then,
who the devil was in AEW. Do you remember? It's just a few days ago. You remember, Gredo? The devil.
Aye, but I can't remember. I've been chock-a-block.
Do you remember who the devil turned out to be?
Oh, who was it? Was it Adam Page or something like that?
Adam Cole it was.
Adam Cole, oh, aye.
So how do you... Was that good?
Oh. Did you see that, John?
Yeah. It was good.
What? How did they do it again? And then what? By the way, what's happening in AEW?
I have no idea.
What is happening?
I've been chock a block.
What's Ring of Honor still about and all that?
The biggest thing, I suppose, that's happening in AEW just now is we're waiting for Sting's retirement match, aren't we? And that's been set. It's going to be Sting and Darby Allin versus the Young Bucks.
They turned heel.
And Sting's final. His final bout, aye, they turned heel. How are you feeling about that?
I heard was it Sting's Wayne's get ragged about in the ring, didn't they? They get kind of set about one after Young Bucks. And, you know, I remember thinking, I was reading it, because I only read the results, and then I thought, right, well, obviously, because Flair's in about the mix, isn't it? But I don't know, he never turned up, or he wasn't a part of it. Like, is it surely what's the deal? Is Flair and Sting's corner for this match, this tag match?
I don't think so, but I think he's floating about. He's going to be there or thereabouts. He's going to be, you know, he played such a big part in that story, didn't he? That Sting's, the story of Sting's career, that he's going to be there or thereabouts. But I mean, I suppose on the AEW side of things, I suppose what is the big... obviously, MJF's away, injured.
Is that so right?
He's injured, he's recuperating. He's recuperating. He's injured in the champ.
He's got angina.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Edge went to AEW.
That's Edge went to AEW, aye.
Happened this week. This is the problem. So much happened this week. Edge went to AEW. What do you make of that? Did you ever think you'd ever see the day, Gredo?
I know. Oh, do you ken what? I've never been a big Edge fan. I know.
Really?
It's not that I've not been a big fan, but I reckon that period when he was a rated R superstar, I don't think I was as involved in watching wrestling as much as when he was doing that. But what happened there with him and Christian? Did they eventually have a match? Is that?
It's ongoing. It's an ongoing thing. They have had encounters and all that, but it's still ongoing. So I think they're going to be running that for quite a while, they two. But that was quite an interesting jump, that. And speaking of jumps, AEW Big Business is coming down the line. And everybody's anticipating, Gredo, that Sasha Banks is going to be there at least.
Yeah. Sasha Banks, Will Ospreay.
Was Will Ospreay not going to the WWE? That's what I'd heard.
That's what I'd heard.
Going, Will Ospreay is like long... We know about Will Ospreay has signed for AEW.
Oh, has he?
That's happened.
Oh, is that? I've been chock-a-block. I must have missed
you
that.
You really have been busy, mate. Oh, yeah, that's there.
Sorry, thing we're here. And he's watched, any saw the Von Erich movie yet?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
No, but I'm hoping to go and see it this weekend.
So last Thursday night, right, we get to, well, we had babysitters for Saturday night, and
oh, for God's sake, you didn't take Stephanie to see the Von Erich movie,
right? Right. So it was Top Golf was on the agenda. Ken, all this crazy golf bollocks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went, oh my lord in heaven, man. The Von Erichs movie, what's it called again?
Iron Claw,
right. And I went, Steph, remember we went to that Everyman cinema and we saw the Liam Gallagher documentary? And it was a place that, remember in Football Daft, remember I said something that was quite offensive to women and somebody wrote in and complained about me? Remember that, Rab, John? Do you remember that? It was when me and Ewan and I said something and somebody went, because I had said, I don't know if I called, I think I was calling them women or something like that, and they complain, or something like that.
It rings a bell,
doesn't it? And so she went, fuck, what kind of film's this? I went, it's a wrestling film. She went, right, fair enough. I'm like, but Zac Efron's in it, no? It's like a legit film. It's like the boy for Berna. So we went out for dinner, went to that Everyman cinema for 8 o'clock, right? I'm not joking. What?
It's exactly where I was going to go and see it the morning night. The Everyman cinema, so I'm on tenterhooks here.
I lasted. I think it was on for about 10 minutes and I was like,
no.
Stephanie was getting off a nut. I was right down the front, Ken, all that way, with the heat back and all that, the mouth wide open. She says the guy next to her kept kind of locking around as if to say, gonna tell that cunt to fucking stop snoring. And mate, I slept all the way through it. I'm no joking, I slept all
the way through it. The iron jaw in the front. Line,
Steph says, never again. She says, any idea that you come up with, we need to do the complete opposite. She's like, we never get Saturday nights. We never get time to do shit like this. And we've just sat in a picture house. You've sat and slept the whole way fucking through it. And I was like, did you enjoy it? She was like, no, it was depressing as fuck. I was like, oh no, did I not tell you? It's a sad story, they'll kill themselves. She was like, well, you never told. She never, you know.
Why are you so knackered?
Mate, a bottle of wine in the restaurant before it. I was and just, you work Monday to Friday, man. Saturday night, you just want to crash out. But I was bust. She says, no, never again. But and then it kind of pissed me off as well. I pissed her off as well, right? Because I was like, so my ex is called Kerry, right? And then Shamer, I tell her the story how Shamer used to call her Kerry Von Erich.
It's so funny, isn't it? Kerry Von Erich. It's so fucking good.
And she says, why are you bringing this up? What are you talking about that for? I was like, sorry, man. So I went home and just... But I'd like to go to see it when it's.
Did you not see any of it really?
Mate, I saw the first 5 minutes and then I woke up for the last 5 minutes at the dead sad bit and I pure wanted to greet, but I thought, I've got a cheeky fast at greeting. How can I?
I've never earned a greet.
You're right. I was like, I pure want to greet this bit because I know it's sad as fuck. I've no idea what's happening, but I know it's the last scene of the movie and I know I should be bawling my eyes out, but I just can't. Right. I'll get it when it comes out in tape.
I'm assuming that was the Kerry part that you would want to cry at, because that must be near the end of the film, I'm guessing, is it?
Aye.
Right.
It's a fucking horrific story.
Of course it's a fucking horrific story. We've all heard about it before. Jesus Christ.
It's not
a Saturday night fucking film for your missus to go.
Well, that's what she says. She says, I thought it was going to be a bunch of wrestlers getting out in the road and all the kind of stories and all that. She's just not about folk fucking talk, you know, committing suicide. So there was no a.
I want to see MJF, of course, is in that. Is in Iron Claw.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this is what I was going to say. Is it? No.
Is it not?
I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Shut your ears in the next 5 seconds if you don't want to hear a spoiler.
You don't want to hear a spoiler, huh? Go see it.
Well, it's not much a spoiler. I think he's single cut.
Oh, did it? Right, okay then.
But he's an exec producer on it.
Right. And was it no Chavo was involved in the choreographing the wrestling stuff?
He's always the guy.
He did that thing on Netflix.
He done the
women's wrestling. Oh, what would you call it?
Glow.
Globe.
Yeah.
See, he's got a job for life. Any, it's like, you know that guy when the Watson telly up here, Carter, Rab.
Aye.
Like, he's the guy that's always used for the stunts. Chavo will always be the guy that's used for any like wrestling scenes in a movie. Yeah, I think he plays somebody as well in the movie at the start. I can't remember which wrestler it is, but. Oh, no, I didn't think the guy that played Flair was up to much. The guy that played Harley, I was going to say fucking Harley Davidson, Harley Race, he was half a good.
So you think Chavo, if my big daddy drama gets made, think Chavo will be coming over here to teach Adam Woody how to wrestle and that?
Who fucks Adam Woody at?
Ian Beale! I got nothing left.
What else has been going on? Let's think. What else has been going on? There's been a lot happening. Well, listen. Now we need to get to the part, boys, in the podcast where, and I've been, you know, if there's only one bit of humor you can take out of this whole situation, if you ask me, and that humor is seeing all these people on podcasts that are involved in the wrestling business try to work out how to fucking navigate talking about this Vince McMahon situation at WWE and the situation at WWE. And I've been enjoying watching, you know, Big Conrad and that sitting there. Well, you know, it's terrible, isn't it? People awkwardly sitting.
And we know it's uncomfortable to talk about it, but we got to talk about it.
We got to do it. We got to say it. And we know, you know, a lot of people there.
Roll Tide. Got
to talk about it. And, so it's been all that, carry on.
See, at the end of the day, man. Conrad, I love Conrad.
There you go. Els has take on it, right? Els Grado's take on the whole situation. I love Conrad.
Because I've not had a booking in America for a good while, but he tried to book me recently. By recent, I mean 4 years ago. Today I start.
That is quite recent. You know what I mean? Look at how much happened this past week. So 4 years ago. But I mean, I've been quite impressed by, if anybody. There's nobody listening to this podcast that doesn't know what happened, by the way, but just in case there is anybody that doesn't know, but there's been, there's a lawsuit that details a lot of terrible, terrible fucking stuff about Vince McMahon and about senior people at the WWE over the years. I suppose one of the things about it is, and this is maybe the saddest indictment of the WWE, and the wrestling scene in general, right, is that I know everybody was acting with such extreme shock and stuff like that, but I don't know if that was completely sincere, that extreme shock. When I saw the allegations and stuff, I was like, Jesus, this is, oh, it's awful, right? It's awful stuff. But I don't know that I was really super surprised either, because it's not just the fact that you imagine that scene was a horrible scene early years in there with all them, right? Right. But we've all heard stories, and we've all heard rumors of the way it was back in the day and stuff like that. And I think every wrestling fan kinda knows that it was, you know, it was a dodgy scene to be around. You know what I mean? That whole scene. And Vince McMahon is, he's the epicenter of all that. You know what I mean? He is the, he's the core of that apple, however that apple gets peeled. So I wasn't really, that was a weird thing. I was like, I'm not even really surprised to read this, but it was awful. And I suppose the thing is, you're trying to get excited about WrestleMania, and you're trying to get excited about all this other stuff, and it works. This thing that the WWE are really good at, which is creating new news to get everybody excited about. This is the thing, the distraction tactics work, you know what I mean? But there's still, I mean, my feeling is there's got to be a lot of people in a WWE that have got to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know who they people are, but you can't look at a situation like that and think, right, well, Vince is away, just carry on. There's got to be a lot of people in there that's got to be cleared out. You know,
do you know? See what you're saying about deflection tactics. I kind of thought that when The Rock was getting booed on Raw and he wasn't there, and Cody was cutting a promo and the fans started to chant, Rocky sucks. I reckon you're right. I reckon they pounced on that in terms of that mega wiped Vince after the front page. Kind of, well, it practically did. Because The Rock's such a fucking mainstream guy, he's like the biggest star in the world. And the way I reckon the way they saw it was like, he's getting booed. And you know what the media's like. Sure, The Rock had to kind of shut a journalist down because the way they reported it, it was as if The Rock gets booed, you know.
Everybody goes.
But they done it like as if like it was real, like if it was a real, like he was booed at a public appearance rather than in a wrestling storyline. But I reckon that sort of publicity they got for it certainly helped them take everybody's mind off the Vince thing, if you know. Do you get what I mean?
And I get it, right? I get that you've got a company there with a lot of, and particularly new, I think, particularly new today. We know, even on a personal level, we know for a fact there's a lot of really, really good people in there at WWE right now at the top, like good family people and good moral people and ethical people. And, you know, it is a different WWE now than it used to be, you know what I mean? And so you get it that as a company they want to just quickly move on but it's not going to be quite that simple, you know what I mean? Because there was a culture there, and a lot of that culture must kind of still exist. But the other thing I want to say is that it's one of the things again where we're all desperate to, you know, everybody's desperate to get their opinion in, and everybody's desperate to express how horrible it is and express how much sympathy they have for the victim, or let's be honest, the multiple victims, and there will be a whole catalogue of victims over the years. And you're talking about even on-screen talent, wrestling talent and stuff like that, who have went through terrible things in that company and in other wrestling promotions, right? So it's going to be a list as long as you can imagine. But on the other hand, on the other side of things, right? And I'm even saying, you know, people need cleared out and all that. We genuinely don't know who these people are, right? And there's a lot of speculation and talk. Like, he must have known. Mm. That one must have known. This one must have known. And the fact of the matter is, you get murderers. You get people that are murdering people and burying bodies under their own house, and their fucking wife doesn't know. Do you know what I mean? You get people out there doing the worst things.
The Brookside.
Well, there you go. Exactly. And the people that live with them don't fucking know. So it's like, we can't be... You know, it's a horrible situation, and but this is it, you know.
It's dark, and it's really, really dark, and you kind of, part of you wants to kind of believe it, but the stuff with the alleged WWE superstar, then you've got Laurinaitis sort of turning on Vince and getting his own lawyer and more or less making it, you know, confirming that this sort of shit did happen by saying he was a victim as well. But it's one of the ones where it's like, where is this going to go? Like, this is... Is this going to be one of the ones where they're going to need to spend big money, whoever they are, to stop this? If you're going to a court, if you're going for a civil court, to a criminal court, I don't know how it works. I'm going to sound like very naive to talking about this, but... It might be one of these ones where it's money's going to be the thing that stops, you know, puts a stop in this. Do you get what I mean? Because
that's what it's always been in the past, isn't it?
That's the kind of done hang on it. You know, it pains me to say.
And on that corporate scene, that's how it always is. Money makes it go away. But these are, you know, this is, I think this is a different level of stuff. And you know, and it's that thing about, you know, it's even us talking here, it's like how do you even talk about it? You know, all you can do, like you said, and your man, fair play to your man Conrad, like you said, because he was always expressing you know, sympathy for, you know, for the victim and the, you know, and any potential victims out there. In a situation like this,
I mean, it is a very difficult thing. I mean, you think, like, Conrad runs that business and he's speaking to folk that are very, very close to Vince. It's going to be hard for folk to come out, because everything that people say is like can be taken, put in print, and spread everywhere. There'll be a lot of folk going, I don't really want to be. So, fair play to the folk that have spoke up, because it can't be easy talking about somebody that maybe gave them a good way of life, like they, you know, they gave them the big break, for them to turn around and suddenly start going burying them.
Exactly. And I don't think this is the thing as well. It's like there has been some people who have been getting it in the neck for how they've responded to it.
And I don't think that's right.
Well, some people out there have responded in a poor way, I think, right?
Aye, no, but there's one person in particular.
Aye, but I think I think you can on one hand say, well, that's not a fucking good response to that, right? But on the other hand, you can have enough compassion to kind of go, well, this is like, Vince isn't a normal employer. He's not a normal boss. He's like a father figure to a lot of these people. And yeah. And if somebody who you see in that way and who, you know, you feel is that kind of figure in your life does something like that, you don't, it's like you say, you don't want to believe it. You'll say the wrong thing. And, you know, we're in a time now where it's like, you just need to be careful not to say the wrong thing all the time. But, you know, but ultimately it just has to be. And this is the good thing about the WWE takeover and stuff like that. I have faith that above the WWE, they're going to be like, we're going to clear you out. See if any element of that is going to go. Because I think there's a chance now. I think if you take any positive out of this, it's a chance that a WWE can maybe reach a potential that it's never managed to reach before, which is not just a company that looks like, you know, in that public facing way. You know, it does the Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff, it does so much great work, and the superstars in the WWE do so much great work, right, for a public facing point of view. But we've always known, as wrestling fans, we're no fucking daft, we've always known that behind the scenes and in the lockers and all that, there's terrible stuff going on. Mm. People being bullied and people in worse, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's like,
sorry,
Stephanie, sorry to cut you off, but Stephanie watched that Iron Claw movie. We go home and she's like, what's that you're watching? Billy Jack Haynes. Why? Who's he? Oh, he blew a shotgun and killed his wife last night. She's like, what the fuck? What is it with wrestling? She's like, it just sounds amazed. Fucking fucked up industry, full of debauchery, full of depressing shit. And then the next thing that comes up on YouTube is like Benoit, the Benoit story. And she's like, what is this? It's an industry.
This is the weird thing. This is the thing about wrestling, though. It's an industry that has been built on secrets. The wrestling industry is all about secrets. It's always been about secrets. It's still about secrets, you know what I mean? It's less about secrets now than maybe it ever was, you know what I mean? But that just allows a culture to thrive, I think, when it's all about secrets.
Can I just also say that after the Benoit video come up, a video come up of, what do you call him? Oh, Christ. Adrian Street. Adrian Street, and he was talking about how he battled Jimmy Savile in the wrestling ring, and Steph's gone, oh, so that's right, Jimmy Savile was a wrestler. I'm going, hey, Jimmy Savile was a wrestler. Like, on one. Like,
I rest my case. I rest my case, she says.
Like, aye. Sorry for cutting you off, mate.
But look, no. But look, that's all you can really say. All you can say is it's terrible. I was quite impressed with Seth Rollins, actually, how he handled it, because he's a guy, he's right there on the firing line, you know what I mean? He's right, right up the top of the ladder in WWE, and he was very direct when he got asked the question about it, you know what I mean? They were just like, it's a terrible situation, it's fucking horrible, and anybody involved needs to fuck off, basically, you know what I mean? And that's it. It's as simple as that, you know what I mean? And you just hope that for the people who have been harmed by this stuff, and it's no, and you've seen a lot of talk going, oh, no, people enjoy, I'll not be able to enjoy the Attitude Era stuff anymore because Vince is so involved in all everything. And Vince is an on-screen character and so, and I'm like, fucking just get over it, man. Get fucking over it. You know what I mean? Get over it. Those people actually get harmed. So have the sympathy for them and don't fucking worry about your own Silver Vision fucking video collections. Do you know what I mean? Fucking marks. Anyway, so that's that. Terrible situation, but hopefully...
You done well talking about that, Rob. It's very, it's one of the ones where you go, shit, man, I better watch what I'm saying here. Like...
I mean, we'll just listen. All we can do is to speak honestly and just, you know, the truth of the matter is there's no right way of speaking about this. You know what I mean? You could, if you were being the most moral person in the world, you could go like, you know what, Grado, I'm never watching WWE again. I'm just disgusted by it. That would probably be the most moral place you can come for. I'm not fucking watching any of this again because we're watching essentially a company that has been built. And with the lore, the backstory, the whole company, the history of the story has been built by one man, and that man has turned out to be no the man I thought he was. And so, that he isn't the man I thought he was, but much worse than I thought he was.
Actually, really quite worse. Like, really to the point where you're reading it going, is he for real? You know what I mean? It's like, the ironic thing is, in the same week, mate, Netflix,
massive,
wrestling in the next world, WWE, in the next couple of years, is gonna be massive. I'm telling you now. The WWE is not just the World Wrestling Entertainment. The WWE is going to be, I swear, in the next, once everything kicks off with Netflix, it's going to be everywhere. I'm talking, this is massive.
I said this just about a week or so ago to somebody. Just remember I've said this, right? Cody Rhodes, right, is going to be the most famous, most well-known WWE champion of all time. I've got no doubt about that. When WWE lands on Netflix, Cody Rhodes is going to be the champion that all these new fans jump onto. He's going to be the champion that all these new kids start watching. Cody Rhodes is going to be bigger than Hogan. That's my prediction because of this Netflix deal and because of who he is and how he's managed to carry off this babyface role.
The last couple of weeks, Cody has been absolutely tremendous. And I do believe he is going to be an absolute megastar. I think this is going to be kind of next level. Like, I think in 20 years' time, people will remember this era in wrestling. But I still have got to say, even though he did put me over to QT Marshall and Tony Khan's office, why did he need to unfollow me on Twitter? Like, what was the moment where he went? Was that the turning point? Was it like CM Punk at Wembley?
Maybe it's nothing. Maybe he just didn't like Scott Squad.
Do you know he took a picture?
Maybe like you. Maybe he liked you and Scott Squad, but he just didn't like the rest of them.
Didn't like the Chief.
He was like, I don't get it.
He didn't get it.
Don't get the rest of them. You know what I mean? But I feel.
Do you know what I mean? We're like the WWE is got its finger. It's always had its finger on the pulse in terms, especially in the last couple of years, where honing in on the likes of Jake Paul, publicity they get all that, but you need
Logan
to remember,
Paul.
What did I say?
Logan Paul, Jake
oh,
Paul,
right,
you
Jake said. Paul, sorry. Right. God, wouldn't it be funny if we had a character called Jake Paul? And he was
Logan
like, he parodied Jake Paul, but he was a Jake Paul.
Great, man, that's brilliant.
Is that nice?
That's brilliant. And you're asking me why I think Cody unfollowed you.
Is that horrific?
It's beautiful.
It's like, remember the idea I had for, that's what I would have called, before Isla Dawn went to WWE NXT, she should have been called Courtney Vale. You know, because like Colton Vale, the jail, the woman's prison.
Aye. Well, I mean, obviously, they're on SmackDown now, doing their thing, and wait a minute, something else has happened, by the way. Now, another one of my favourites has risen to a very, very senior level. Fucking Nick Aldis, Big Nick Aldis fan here, as you know.
It's been a busy week.
I see. It's been a busy week.
Guest of the show. Guest of the show, Nick Aldis. Yeah. And let me tell you something. Has that boy or has that boy no been fucking great on SmackDown?
Mate, what an honour. What a presence. That's, he's the best. He is. There's something about Nick. He just knows what he's doing. He's so, it's so natural on the mic, so confident. What a cushy number he's got. And all, by the way, I'm really, really happy for him. He was a great guy when he came on here. And he always kind of, there was always that kind of like, is he actually going to make it to the WWE? Like, a, because we always heard there was folk there that didn't want him there. And it just felt like it was never going to happen. But the, actually, the way that he's been brought in as the commissioner, whatever the hell he is, he's superb at it, isn't he?
He's brilliant at it. He's great. And now you've got people out there going, fucking let him have a match, man. There was a wee, even a wee period there, people were like, ah, get him in with Roman Reigns, man. You know what I mean? And it's brilliant. He's in there. He's got a great, he's got a great job there. He's brilliant at what he does. He's a guy you look at and you know, this guy could fucking go as well. This guy could fight any of these. You know, that potential is always hanging there. And like you say, it's a nice wee gig, man. Doesn't need to take a bump.
Hey, and another one. Another one for you. Mm-hmm. My good friend, big sexy, big Adam Maxted, returned to Love Island.
We laughing. Right enough, fine. Right enough.
What about that?
Nothing, that's good. That's good. I thought you were going to say, I thought you were going to say somebody who's really, who's, you know, he's always good, but he's really came onto a game in the last week. Big Drew.
Wow, by the way.
Big Drew has come onto a fucking game, isn't he?
Is he not just on fire now?
He is on fire. In fact, I messaged him like
so did I.
After his, I messaged him after the Punk promo after he did his bit with
so
Punk.
Did I, and I never bothered with him. I never bothered with him, right? And I messaged him. I had to say, I said that Punk segment was fire, 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 fire. You're the absolute best as a right dirty bastard.
Aye, no, I messaged him. I messaged him just saying it was a promo of his life. I says,
yep.
And he, you know what I mean? And because, you know, he's just, there he is again, man. He's right there. And I would love, man, I would love to see him and Seth and him winning a title in front of a crowd at WrestleMania, man. You know what I mean? I think he deserves it. He fucking deserves it.
So, you're saying that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking night one, Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth, night two, Rock versus Roman, Seth versus Drew?
Yes.
Deal.
Oh, that's what that is.
No, no, wait, no, what? No. Cody Roman.
Cody Roman the Sunday night, aye, and Drew and Seth. But here's the deal. How magic is this? We don't have a fucking clue what's going to happen. And it's must-see television. The Rock has put up an Instagram saying that he's going to be in Salt Lake City on Friday night. He's going to be making an appearance. That, for me, is a night shift. That's a stint staying up watching that live. And when was the last time, really, you can say you've went, I can't miss this live. I want to see The Rock. I want to know what happens next in this chapter.
WWE is fucking hot as fuck, you know, man. It's red hot. You know?
I mean, even the undercard, even like SmackDown, usually in the last 10 years, I find it hard to watch a full episodic show. Wrestling, I get easily distracted. I watched SmackDown on Friday, mate, and it was a breeze. It was a breeze.
Well, the hope is, though, Grado, it's like, think about how good it's going to be when the Netflix thing starts.
Cut it
down
to two.
Watch them live.
Cut it down to
watch. Yeah, get that raw down to two.
Get it down to two, man. Get it to fuck, man. Tours.
Or make it whatever length it needs to be. It's Netflix. It doesn't fucking matter the length. Make whatever length it needs to be. But get it down to two. But just imagine, even from my point of view, there's some weeks I want to watch Raw, but it's just a hassle. I need to find a stream or what. You know what I mean? Or it's fucking carry on. Whereas if it's just on Netflix, I'll be staying up and watching the occasional Raw and SmackDown. You know what I mean? So what else has been going on that we've missed? Is there anything else that's been going on? A lot of dark stuff.
I'm genuinely interested because I always think that you're really good at this. You've got fucking such a good mind. And see, when you talk, man, I fucking love it. And I'm so... I wish I could talk like you. Your brain...
You do breakfast radio? You do breakfast radio, you dafty?
Come on,
I've heard you filling 10 minutes talking. I couldn't do that.
Aye, but mate, I'm talking about, like, you know, why did Gabriel have an eye patch on in 1985? Let's find that out.
She's a lazy
eye.
That's
what people are actually interested in.
She's a lazy eye. She still does.
Why did she have it? Was that a lazy eye?
Lazy eye. Yeah. Pop pirate, yeah, yeah. Gabriel.
Gary Oldman is 13 years older than Gary Newman.
Right, what were you want to know, though? You were going to ask me what you want to know.
Aye. As I say, I listen to you in admiration, and I also think you've got a good mind for wrestling. I always think you have. What do you...
Can I tell you a story, by the way? Just to say that, yeah. So we everything that happened with Vince and all that, right? And I was thinking to myself, this needs to be a new WWE now and all that. It has to be a kind of clear out and all that, right? Get all this fucking old school lot out, man. Anybody that might have known anybody that turned a blind eye, get them out. And then a job listing came up, man, for creative at WWE. Mate, you know what I mean?
Mate.
Rob. And I was like, it was like a lead writer one, you know what I mean? I was like, fuck. And I was looking at what you needed. You know, mate, all the kind of stuff that you needed. CV-wise, not. And I was so tempted, man. I was tempted to the point that I even brought it up with Jen. I was kind of like, "How do you feel about this? We'd have to, if like, yeah, no, I'm, you know, if it happened, right? Because obviously it's like a long shot, but if it happened, we'd have to move to Stamford. I'd be on the road every weekend, and oh yeah, I was just kind of explaining what would be involved. I'd have to go to Raw, I'd have to travel to SmackDown, I'd have to
wearing two masks kind of and stuff, that.
And then
you still doing that?
And Jen realised. And Jen realised that I didn't want to do it. You know what I mean? I was like, it'd be a nightmare. I'd have to. She was like, you're saying it would be a nightmare. Why would? And I was like, aye, of course. So then I just binned the idea.
But hey, do you know Hick as well, John? This can't. I mean, come on. You've got such a creative mind. You love wrestling. You know comedy.
But my point is, you're
sensitive and you're very aware, you're very socially aware about what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And
however, you know, it's like, you know, my point is, I would never have even considered applying in the past just because I would have went like that, right? And I think this is the point I'm trying to make. I would never have done it in the past because I'd have went, I bet it's fucking horrible in there.
You'd get bullied.
I'm going to get fucking bullied, right? But I wouldn't last a minute. Because see if somebody... I would never have sat in an office with Vince McMahon where I'm fucking shouting at me. Do you know what I mean? Or acting like a prick. I just wouldn't. I've never done it.
Buffing you, not that.
All that kind of stuff. Tell me to pull my trousers down, or that.
Shake your twinkle about, not that.
I would never have... I couldn't have put up with it. I just couldn't have put up with it. You know what I mean? But now, this is my point. I think now, you clear all that out. This is the good thing about it. You get these brave people that speak up, and hopefully there will be more brave people to speak up down the line, and you clear all that fucking lot out. And then suddenly what you're going to get is there going to be people who go, I want to do that now. You know what I mean? I'm sure there will have been people over the years that wanted to be wrestlers or wanted to be, you know, or were wrestlers and got a chance at the big time and all, and were just like, I couldn't hack it in there, and that. Seen the way that scene is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's maybe going to be better.
Look at John Manny's body, he's not.
I've been chock a box. I'm just catching up on all the wrestling here. It's been a busy week.
He didn't even know us about Vince McMahon, by the way.
Grado, I want to ask to you, the question is, where were you when you watched The Rock's return? Because I know you would have been all
over. Come on, Tenerife, and I basically padlocked the family to a chair and made them watch The Rock come out. Here's the deal about The Rock, man. The Rock was my guy. If it wasn't, I genuinely believe if I didn't see The Rock come out when I was 10, 11 year old, 12, whatever, if I didn't see The Rock come out, I genuinely don't think I would have got into wrestling the way that I did if it wasn't for The Rock. So when that music hits, I still get goosebumps. I think he's the coolest man on the planet. However, I've got to say, it's, oh man, it's weird. It's like with a lot of things, it's like, all that, babe, calling folk douches and bums and nuggets up your bum and, you know what I mean, and Lucky Charms and Fruity Pebbles and all that shite, all that Brian Gerwerts input just doesn't fly with me anymore, man. Why don't you come out? He's always got the same track, he's on the tight fucking, the tight vest. Come out with the Louis Vuitton, with the shades, play it cool. You know what I mean? There's no need for all the, hey, yeah, see, I can't be bothered when he does his impressions. Can all that, can I carry on? It's not the rock for me. Come back, man. Come back. Do you get what I'm talking about? Do you get what I'm saying? All this childish, ja, 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 you're a chafty. Okay, what I mean? It's like,
this is a guy who I've seen many times going, shall I? Shall I?
Like, remember we watched the pole dancing skit in TNA? On YouTube, remember that? Yeah.
Yo,
I'm saying, God,
another bit of news. Your man at TNA. Your man at TNA.
God, the more.
I know, man. I was that's me fucking well bombed it now. I'm fucking gutted.
Right, I want to hear, because everybody's going Grado, everybody's going, what's the script here? Because this guy is the reason why TNA is still around. So what? Mate, what's the story, Grado? What's the inside?
For what I know, mate, TNA a couple of years ago. I mean, the years that I was in TNA was officially the most horrific period in TNA's history, right?
Okay, the golden years.
You know what I mean, right? In the last year and a bit, that company has Scott Demure has turned that company for being the joke, fucking on Twitch TV. He has completely turned it to where now TNA is cool again. TNA is now that, I mean, it's not even like AEW. You know, because of how big AEW's got, very mainstream, but TNA is now that back to being the little engine that could type. Do you get what I mean with that? It's like, right, full of the locker room's full of amazing wrestlers. You've got Dolph Ziggler debuting. I know for a fact there was plans to bring folk in that you'd never believe, and they were close to doing it. And I reckon what's happened with Foot, knowing I've got the scoop, I reckon
Bingo
balance. What? I was in Ireland, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and I never even bumped into old Bingo.
Were you wrestling?
I'm wrestling Enzo Amore on Sunday.
What? Hold on a minute.
Wait a minute. You are, aren't you? You're minute. Wrestling Enzo on Sunday, aren't you?
Aye.
Mate.
Were you wrestling Enzo Amore?
That's my last one.
That's the last one. Where are you wrestling him?
London.
What? For who?
Mate, and they keep asking me for a promo, man, and see my conference to try and cut a promo, man. It's unreal.
I wouldn't worry about it, because the guy you're wrestling, can he talk?
Well, he's been calling me a virgin on Instagram.
Has he?
he's doing that.
They're going to have to go at it against each other on the mic in the ring. How's that going to be?
I don't know, mate. Because, I mean, I have been literally, I was like cutting promos in front of Stephanie going, is this good? And she was just sitting there, man, sitting eating a Super Noodles, plate of Super Noodles in front of telly, and me going, Enzo Amore, it's Sunday. Get, I mean, she's just looking at me. Get up that loft and get your leopard print gear out. You've got a bout. You've got a match. Get your body over. I'll tell you something. You might like your leopard, but I'm a tiger. I'm a big, big tiger. And I pounce, and I'll tell you something. That night, where you slid across the mat and you fucked your head off the flare, I thought you were dead. I woke up my partner at the time and I said, Enzo Amore's dead, he's gone. He's out. He's no more. Enzo Amore is no more. He's no more, but you were alive. But you were alive at this Sunday, the big tire. He's going to take his big teeth and he's going to bite your fucking nose off. So I'll see you Sunday. Enzo Amore, it's your sale.
There you go.
There you go.
Beautiful.
That's good.
Stephanie just went, that's right.
Get it recorded, man. Get it recorded and get it up there.
Was that all right what I said there?
I was
it
good.
Was all right, aye, go for it.
Were you invested?
I'm in.
I was invested.
I like the idea of me being the big tiger. The big tiger, Gredo.
You're the big tiger, eh?
I know, but I could be a gimmick. The big tiger.
Come in with a tiger mask and all
I'm
that.
I'm a tiger. I'm a big tiger. You're looking at the tiger. I like that. Has anybody been the big tiger? The big tiger.
Maybe, you know,
what was the what was the poem, by the way? What was the poem the wee boy wrote about the tiger? It's that amazing poem. It went viral. Do you remember?
Mm.
Let me find it.
Tiger Who Came to Tea, no?
No, that's a kid's. That's a kid's book.
I'm just on Enzo.
I'm good. I'm going to tell you. Right.
What did Enzo Amore cut this promo to you, Grado? I'm looking for it on his Twitter.
Don't, because I need the promoter's desperate for me to get a promo.
What promotion is it?
BWE.
BWE.
Oh, mate, don't, man. Oh.
Welcome to BWE. Right, the poem is called The Tiger, and it's by Niall, who's age 6, right? A 6-year-old wrote this, right? The Tiger.
Yeah.
He destroyed his cage. Yes. Yes. The tiger is out. How good is that?
Hey, that was great.
Pretty brilliant. You could use that. Just at the start of your aim. The tiger is out. Life is amazing. It's beautiful. Know what I mean?
You didn't get my then I get my frosties. Oh, I can say I've gave up the frosties.
That's brilliant, mate.
I'm on Aldi's in.
You see, you'll not catch this tiger by his tail.
Oh, mate, I am a tiger. With a capital T and a double G. No, that's tiger.
Is there anything else happened this week? But
just say before we move on for tigers, I love a tiger loaf, you know, a tiger bread.
So I don't. They're messy, but can I just confirm that it's not my last match on Sunday, just in case Graham Mackay hears this and he biffs out. I'm a wrestling in East Coast Bride, and I'm trying to think if I've got any other bookings. I think that'll be my last one. Oh no, I might do a bash in June. In fact, that's going to be announced very shortly. Grado's big family wrestling bash.
Is it back?
Yes, and mate, you need to be booked, mate. Don't
fucking book me.
Hello?
Book me.
Why don't? What could you be? Oh, I could forget about it. Mate,
thank you, mate.
Why don't you, right? Because, mate, I love booking my shows. I have a rare tear with it. Why don't I bring you on the booking committee?
Who's on the booking committee?
I would love it.
You know what I mean?
Who's on the booking committee?
Well,
you.
Well, you could say backstage Bob at the pavilion. Remember that guy that said you're not winning again, are you? Remember I turned the script upside down?
That's right.
Oh come on, you're not fucking winning again, are you? And I went, how? What do you mean? Oh, the means all know you're going to win all the time. Jester,
change your plan. Listen, so, before we move off TNA, Jordan Grace obviously popped up in the Royal Rumble.
That was cool as fuck, eh?
This week. Yeah, she looked
brilliant. That made me emotional, man. She's brilliant. Although, I made an arse of that in the group chat when fucking Ingwe died.
When who died?
Chandler.
what did you do?
Well, I was in a TNA group chat, wasn't I? And then one of the wrestlers got injured and they wrote this long story about like stuff that happened to him. I don't want to say his name, but people had passed and all that. Like, it was really
you just came in with...
Chandler's dead. Jordan Grace wrote, read the fucking room, Grado. I was bulleted. I was like, oh no, man. I fucked it.
She could fling you out the window, I know, Jordan Grace.
Oh, man, they're fucking about her.
Oh, there was something else, something that you brought up there. Oh, Jade Cargill has obviously made her debut as well. Looking fantastic in the Royal Rumble.
A star.
100% a star. She used to be at WrestleMania, didn't she, in some capacity?
Who didn't she wrestle?
I would just put her in there to squash somebody, man. Just put her in and have her fling somebody about. You know what I mean, though?
I've got, mate, I tell you what, man, I'd much rather watch a fucking 6 minute squash match than we're having to watch like a 40 minute Ironman tag fucking whatever.
Hey, I like to bring up something else as well that's happened this week. So there's been some changes done in NXT as well. Because the Wolf Dogs have been running wild down there.
Wolfgang.
No, the Wolf Dogs.
The Green Brigade.
The Wolf Dogs. You don't know who the Wolf Dogs are?
Nah.
Have you been watching wrestling this week at all?
Is that Scott Steiner's boy and Thingway?
Who?
Oh, no, it's not.
No, tell me, who do you think it is?
I thought the Wolf Dogs were, would you call them Bron Breakker and King, what'd you call him again? What'd you call the big skinny guy that won all the money and he's always putting...
Come on, who are the Wolf Dogs?
Well, I've Googled it, it's... I don't even know. Carmelo...
Right, my man Baron Corbin, who you know I've always been pretty high on. So
he's
been
isn't
doing...
the other Wolf Dogs?
Aye. Baron Corbin, he's been playing a blinder during NXT all this time.
Here, can I just check...
wanted to say
can
that.
I just go and check my wings are all right? It'll be 2 seconds, eh?
Yeah. So you're out the loop with all this, John?
I have not. Listen, I am completely out the loop. It's been a busy week, Crab. It's been a busy, busy week. I have not watched
any wrestling this week.
I've seen a bits and bobs that have interested me. I like the Rock's return, CM Punk return. I watched the Rumble. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Actually, I was like, what do you think about the Rumble? Actually.
Did not think it was a great rumble. I thought the women's rumble was pretty good. Yeah, but the men's rumble was not.
There wasn't many surprises or anything. They've kind of stopped doing that, haven't they?
No, there doesn't always have to be surprises though, but I just kind of feel that, you know, it's part of life towards the end as they all day. I just kind of felt it was one of the weaker ones, but this is always the risk with the rumble. I think there's always, you know, it's difficult to pull off, you know what I mean?
What about Survivor Series?
Survivor Series was good.
Cash your mind back to that. I mean, I know it's been a long week, but you know, it was
Survivor Series was good. But you know, obviously everyone was kind of overshadowed a wee bit by CM Punk returning. You know, obviously Randy Orton came back because obviously since our last episode, Orton's back in the scene as well.
Of course,
which is great. To see Randy back.
Looking good. He's looking good. Do you think they'll give him one more shot at the title?
I think there's a... I mean, he's in that picture, definitely. So I think there's always a chance. But I'd love to see the belts unified, man. Aye. I'd see if Raw and SmackDown are both on Netflix. If everything's going on to Netflix, it's time we just have one champ again, man. It's time we have one champ, you know what I mean? I think.
But they had the chance to do it. They had the chance to do it just there, and they didn't.
You could easily stick your belt on Drew. You could have Seth drop it to Drew at WrestleMania. You could have Roman drop it to Cody at WrestleMania, right? And then you could go into a program with Cody and Drew and do a unification match. That'd be great. I'd be happy to watch that. You know what I mean?
That is true.
Be happy to watch that. Is there a possibility, John? Let's put this out there. That Cody doesn't finish the story at WrestleMania again.
No, they would not have chanced that. They would, surely God, they wouldn't. So do you reckon the talk is this tag team match on the Saturday? And then does maybe The Rock interfere in the Cody Reigns match and then that sets up The Rock versus Reigns for down the line at SummerSlam?
Possibly, but what I kind of shake out of my head doing it is what if The Rock interferes in the Cody and Roman match and costs Cody the one?
Your wins on TikTok, Rab. Your wins, John.
Yeah, aye.
Mate, it's a story for an all day, innit? But man, these men need to start learning how to tell the time in there, man. It's freaking back and nine, they're on sitting in that TikTok.
Daft these wins. So listen, lads, listen.
What's your prediction for Mania? Did I miss it?
Well, we were just talking about is there a possibility that Cody doesn't finish the story again?
Well, do you know something that crossed my mind? And can I also say to you, Rab and John, I know you were putting yourself over there, Rab, talking about, I can't remember what you said, but something that you said not that long ago. You said you predicted something. Yeah. Spider-by, right? But can I just tell you this? Who was the guy after Mania last year that said, calm the fuck down and let it play out and stop greeting about it? Rab, come on, I love it, you bits. But you came on here and you moaned, and John, I think you've done the same thing as well about how Cody never went out. Mate, to me now, looking back, how much better is this new turning out that Cody never won the title at Mania? Please accept my graciousness here and acknowledge me.
They've managed to turn it round. I think they've
acknowledged me.
No, wait a minute. I think a lot of the credit should go to Cody Rhodes for keeping the crowd on his side.
What?
I think that Roman Reigns.
And I see they would do that. And I see they would do that.
But wait a minute, though, Grado. Roman Reigns, and I think Roman Reigns is amazing, right? And has been amazing. But in the last couple of months, things have heated up for Roman Reigns. But the Roman Reigns was. What was going on with Roman Reigns for 10 months before that? Nothing. The Bloodline story is dead in the water until The Rock turns up.
What? Why?
The Bloodline story... Am I wrong in saying the Bloodline story completely went cold until The Rock appeared?
But the Bloodline's get fuck all to do with it. It's Cody.
Still, you could have had...
Bob, we're on a podcast. Come on.
I would have still
acknowledge
made...
me.
No,
acknowledge
I'm
me.
Not acknowledging you because I would have still made Cody champion last year.
Right.
I
would have
if I went back in time, I would still do it. Because the stuff, because then what you would have got, see if Cody had finished the story last year, what you would have had this WrestleMania, would you have had Roman Reigns versus the fucking Rock? Which is what we want to see, by the way. This is the irony. We want to see Roman Reigns versus the Rock, but we can't see it because that element within us that wants to see justice done wants to see Cody finish his story first. If Cody had won the belt back last WrestleMania, what you'd be looking forward to would be night one, Cody versus somebody for the world title, and night two, Roman Reigns versus The Rock. You tell me you wouldn't rather that picture.
Rab, look at us. We're a pair of gimps here, but can I tell you something right here now? Right, Cody wins the title. Right, so this year, why do we not want to see Cody? Cody versus Roman Reigns this year at WrestleMania. Well, it's very predictable what's going to happen. He's going to finish the story. Now, The Rock, we don't know what would happen in that match. What would happen? Would The Rock win? Would the Bloodline come out? Would there somebody else be involved? What I'm saying is that it's a lot more interesting now because we don't need... What? Finish the story for something that's inevitable. Where's the drama in that?
The weird thing is though, Grado, I genuinely think there's a better chance. I still think there's a chance Cody Disney won this WrestleMania.
Well,
I'm weirdly less against it this WrestleMania than I was. 100%,
and it will be crossing their minds because it seems like it's the inevitable. And you know, the story always goes at WrestleMania that the good guy the majority of the times gets his win, and it's all everything's paid off. He gets his just desserts. But could you imagine again if they did it again? I think there's still a lot of steam left in it yet because. Listen,
temptation, Grado, the temptation because of the reaction, the kind of global reaction to The Rock taking Cody's spot, because of that, you would be tempted and creative, I think, to be like, imagine The Rock costs Cody this fucking match. Imagine The Rock. You'd be tempted to hear the reaction. You'd be tempted. This is the thing, you know what I mean? And I think now at least we know that the fans will go with Cody for as long as it takes, you know what I mean?
Because it's like that thing, like, once you put the title on him, like, I know it's easy to turn around and say, well, where do you go after that? But
you can go with a million places you can
I know there is, but there's plenty in the puzzle if he doesn't win.
I really want to see, I know Randy's a babyface in a minute, but I want to see a heel Orton against Cody, man. I want to see Orton Cody. That's for me. It's got a bit of history there, Nora. And, you know, that's the kind of thing I want to see. I want to see when Punk comes back as well. Who do you slot Punk in?
Kemar Punk. John?
Kemar Roof. Kemar Punk.
He's fucking injured, isn't he?
That's true. Yes. Now we get it. Yeah.
He's going to, you know, we want Punk to get his WrestleMania next year, didn't we?
Raging, John.
I just laugh at you. You're just disdain for me there, Grady. Like, we're fucked.
So if a Jake Ball.
Jake Ball's been. You had your Tiger line.
Have you been? Is that what you've been doing all week? Is thinking up these fucking jokes?
Jokes. I've got a couple of jokes to tell on this podcast tomorrow night. I've got Grado the Tiger, Kima Punk, and Jake Ball.
Well, listen, look. Wrestling's never been hotter. All I've got to say is wrestling's never been hotter. So thank God we do a podcast called Wrestling Daft.
And you so glad can we sign, get to this every week, man.
You can sign up to the Patreon right now if you go to patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Only by signing up to the Patreon do you guarantee that Wrestling Daft is going to be here week after week after week.
There's lots of stuff coming up there. There's the Grado SWA story that's up there. Plenty of more kind of stuff to kind of be coming in the next. We've got big plans, haven't we?
Well, the next week there's going to be a lot going up there, so get yourself on the Patreon /WrestlingDaft. Oh. And we don't have any sponsors this week. However, that doesn't mean that we are only looking for any. So if anybody fancies sponsoring Wrestling Daft,
have we got any? Like I've got I probably need to be off this by 21. I know we're kind of choked to go here.
We're getting off. Grado, can you promote before you get off your pint and two shots at the pavilion?
What?
You're doing pint and two shots at the pavilion, you know?
Why would you bring that up in front of John?
Yeah,
I don't think John minds.
This is a very good point, Grado. Why did you try and book? You try to book me for this, by the way. You messaged me going, "Are you free, May the whatever time?" And I went, "Aye." And then I never heard anything. I thought, "What?"
Oh well, thanks. That's going to be all the dirt sheets now.
The dirt sheets. The podcast dirt sheets.
No, John doesn't mind. John's a worker, man. He doesn't mind.
Mate, John's doing well for himself, man. That fucking. He looks absolutely bust.
He's good. Listen, he's going to be running that Radio Clyde. Listen, John, he's a fucking show, man. Like, he's a late night radio show or something, or a fucking phone in show. He's a Scotty McClue type show. I want to talk to Glaswegian people. Have you not got power today? Have you not got stroke to get me in there?
I'll have a word.
Tell him Rab Florence wants to talk to the people of Glasgow in a phone in show.
I'd love late that.
Late at night.
Love right? that.
Tell him wants to do it. And even just give an hour. Give an hour, man. What's an hour to you guys?
You want Maybe. Something on go?
I go, listen, no the fucking bidding war, have a bidding war. Right, but Grado, pint and two shots, when's that? What date is that?
May the 11th. Tickets are on, is it May 11th? May the 11th, so yep, that's up. And we've got Grado's big family wrestling bash as well coming up. I think it's either the 8th or the 15th of June. I can't quite remember it, but we'll be announced soon. But listen, thanks to the Wrestling Daft listeners for being so loyal. Obviously, we've not managed to get on the Wrestling Daft Discord this week or any sort of Patreon, but rest assured we will be getting back on track this next week. Fun enough, I might struggle for an. I might be bit busy next week, Howie.
I don't. I mean, I think next when it depends when he's wanting to record. I think I've got a gap at between 3 and 4 in the morning and Tuesday night. If that's right. Any good.
And I'm taking it. What's the other podcast called that's on this network?
Falkirk Daft.
No!
The Daft Sheet.
The Daft Sheet or something.
Daft Sheet have even left us now as well. They've went and set up their own thing now as well.
That's sad, man.
Yeah. I know.
I miss your fault.
We've got no sponsors. We've got a few patrons.
How many patrons have we got left?
I've been refunding them all. I've actually got money in the bank for them, which I need to refund all them right. all. How many are left on the Patreon? There's a few there.
Oh,
they're very.
Don't sign up for our Patreon, for fuck's sake. But possibly we could be coming to a big streaming service near you. That's all I've got to say. So just keep your eyes peeled and your ears peeled. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for jumping on for an episode of Wrestling Daft. It felt that there was things we should be talking about, so we spoke about them. Big shout out to our boy Andrew Dice Clay, still out there doing God's work.
Yep.
Putting the real message, the good message of the world out there. It's
funny how every time I go on Twitter and I see something that he tweets and I agree with him. There's a couple of things I go, but for the most part, that is he's the guy.
Occasionally I'll go a bit harsh. Occasionally I'll do that, a bit harsh. But nine times out of ten, I would say I'm on board.
He's not getting listener of the week this week, but I reckon that this week's listener of the week is Gilbert Loyal.
Aye, without a doubt. So, so a great pleasure. What he's up to? What he's up to in the days ahead, week ahead, John? How's it all going at Clyde?
It's all going fine. I'm working on Super Scoreboard. I'm also working on the Big Scottish Football Podcast, my own podcast, Falkirk Daft, and also doing lots of corporate podcasts now for all your corporate needs. So if you want a corporate podcast for your business, get in touch. I'm working with architects.
He's making a fortune. See the minute he used the word corporate, and I'm doing a lot of corporate, he's making a fucking fortune. Here's the answer. Right, Grado, what about yourself?
Wrestling
ends. You're on a tranny in the morning.
On a tranny in the morning. Wrestling Enzo Amore. Scotland's Greatest Escape Series 2 is coming soon, by the way. And I've watched it all. And sometimes I can't watch stuff that I've done, like that genre. I find it difficult to watch back, but I've watched back this. And I'm telling you, tell your mas, tell your fathers, tell your old aunties, your old uncles. And honestly, to me, it's one of the four in the bed, come down with me. That sort of carry on, it's fantastic, and it opens our eyes to all of the great escapes that we have to offer on our doorstep without leaving the country, without jumping on a plane, well, unless you go up to Stornoway. However, it is breathtaking. It is absolutely breathtaking that we've got on our doorsteps. And even if you're on a budget, if you fancy luxury, if you fancy Loch Bens and Glens, if you fancy glamping, if you fancy any sort of self-catering cabins, some adventure, if you're a foodie, then you are absolutely going to love the places that we travelled last year on Scotland's Greatest Escape. And I'll be back next.
This guy just said to me, oh, you're a brilliant talker, I wish I could talk. Did you fucking hear that there? That was magic.
It's a good sell.
It was bloody magic, mate.
Is it on the big channel?
One of the best promo guys that wrestling's ever seen, the guy is. And also can promo anything, any tele show, any anything. Don't you ever talk yourself doing that again, Grado.
Like Tiger Spoken.
The Tiger Spoken. Is it better than the last series?
Aye.
What's the difference? Any changes been made? What's the change that improved it?
Just put my foot down. And then you'll find out. You'll shin find out.
I don't have anything to really.
Your ass.
I don't have anything to promote. I've been writing away. I was hoping the Scots would be coming back, but there's not been any news. It's been all silent on that.
Oh, so. Don't even go there with sitcom talk. Right, we need to go, man. Let's go.
I know. Currently, myself and Grado are both sitcomless. So if anybody, if anybody wants any,
nothing's been commissioned for you. Nothing's been commissioned for you.
Nothing yet. So no word yet. So sitcomless in a minute. So let us know if anything's going on doing your way. I should be all right. I think John's going to give me a late night radio phone in. So,
Sorry,
Crofty will give me it. Crofty doesn't run Go Radio though, does he? I mean, John runs Clyde, but Crofty doesn't run Go Radio, does he?
He's a big part. He's the programme director.
Yeah, he's the big
part. Is he? Listen, it's got Scotty McClure late night, Biscuity Boyle late night.
That would be Gals.
Biscuity Boyle late night phone in, man. Fucking wisdom for old man himself. Right, listen everybody, it was brilliant to catch up with you all, if we've learned anything for the past year, it's that treat people good and love each other. For the past week, I mean, did I say past year? Grado, it's yourself.
Up the road.